Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us in money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Baylor transfer Matthew Meyer has committed to Illinois.
What?
Per his Instagram page.
Are you... Oh, yeah! Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Hans, never mind tipping it to you, buddy. Can you hit the drink button again? Okay. Good morning, everybody. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lon Tay. Derek Piper to my left. Trevor Belise to my right. Trevor, are you the slot guy or more of the tight end?
Have you seen me?
Okay, we're going
I'm
more.
I'm not a slot guy.
I wasn't going to call you out because I'd be more of the tight end these days as well. Although tight ends are like, is there a better athlete than a tight end? Would it be a defensive end?
Because could be.
When you look at a tight end, I mean, they are, you know, they're muscular, they're tall. I mean, there's no body fat on them for the most part. This isn't your dad's tight end, right, or your grandpa's tight end that just literally was there to block. They were just an extra offensive lineman. Now you got guys, I mean, the Arizona Cardinals drafted a kid in the second round or whatever that looks like he could be the best athlete in the NFL. You know, you just look at him, you're like, whoa. Now, I don't know that he will be. I hope he will. But, yeah, I was thinking of that the other day. Look, Gronkowski, you got your Buccaneers hat on. By the way, is it official? Are you done with the Bears?
I probably should be because it's funny.
Justin Fields did a home run at Wrigley.
I saw a notification on my phone about that. I didn't watch the video. What I did stumble upon last night after feeding Kate at 3 in the morning was I got a little itch for football. So I got a Pro Football Focus, and it says power rankings going into mini camps or whatever, going into the summer. And I keep scrolling down, and I keep scrolling down, and I see the Lions, and I see the Giants.
Oh, no!
And I see, fill in the blank, the Washington
you
football
team. You
didn't
see team. The Jets.
I saw the Jets.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got to 31.
Oh, wow.
Of 32 teams. Wow. And saw the Chicago Bears.
Wow. And they're like negative 38 or something. Like, there's 32 teams, and they have them 38th. And you're like, wait a minute. I don't understand. Oh, they're that bad. It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be really bad. And I was reading another article, not that I needed to be told this in print form.
Yeah.
I kind of knew it already. Said, well, what they've done to put around Justin Fields in terms of their offensive line, which certainly plays into him not getting killed, mm-hmm. and then his receiving core, the guys he's actually throwing to, those are two of the worst position groups in the NFL. So they've done a horrible job so far in a pivotal year two. I mean, look, we got to be patient.
No, I get it.
And it's not going to hopefully ruin him
right.
if this is going to be a terrible year, which it will be. But I just hate the fact that Bears fans who feel like they have the answer or are just optimistic that that could be the case, there's just not a whole lot there.
No. And did you like their – we're not talking much about the Bears, but I just want to throw this out since we're on topic. Did you like their draft? Didn't they get an offensive lineman – and a couple of cornerbacks. Is that what they had done? Okay. So.
But they didn't have a first-round pick. So I honestly wasn't really that excited about the draft.
That's right. They'll have one next year, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And then will they have some cap space, maybe?
They will have quite a bit of cap.
Okay. So next year, maybe. Just get through this season.
Yeah. Not to steer that off. But, I've been getting a little bit of a football itch here recently. And the Buccaneers have been good to me. I've picked them quite a bit and pegged them as a Super Bowl team. So Yeah, I got a hat and ride the bandwagon a little
bit. Hey, listen, I don't know this, but I feel like you've won enough money off Tampa that you could afford that hat.
That would be the case.
So that's cool. So Pipes is coming in with a hat. What else we got to talk? We're going to talk about the Cardinals. I want to tell you what we are going to do today. Jeff Alexander, Illinois basketball assistant. Of course, yesterday you heard from Chester Frazier. Today you'll hear from Jeff Alexander and also Josh Whitman, AD, both. Well, all three of them were in Rockford two nights ago. So was Derek Piper. So Pipes had a chance to catch up with those guys. And we played Frazier yesterday. Today we're going to play Jeff Alexander. We're going to do that at the bottom of this hour and then start the 5 o'clock hour with Josh Whitman to hear those guys and what they had to say as we go along. So I'm excited about this. I'm excited about Illinois basketball, as we should be. And, of course, Illinois football coming off a pretty good weekend in terms of that. So, you know, we're dog day. You know, dog days of summer right now. So, I mean, we could talk Illinois basketball and football every day, I guess, if we wanted to. But you have to explore other topics such as the St. Louis Cardinals. Unless you want to talk about the Chicago Cubs.
I was going to say Derek and I were oddly on the same page because last night I saw that FanDuel came out with all their win totals.
Oh, yeah.
For the NFL. And I was just sort of looking through that because we had – some version of it the other day, but now we've got FanDuel's official.
Can we do that right now?
Well, yeah, sure, if you
want. Let's do that right now, and then I'll get into my Cardinals. I've got a little bit of I've got some steam I want to blow off about the St. Louis Cardinals.
I like it.
Not going to be one of my...
Hit the piped up button when you do it.
Okay, we haven't used it in a while. Yeah. Got to make sure it's working, so I'll do that. We got hockey tonight, right? Rangers and Lightning, game 5. I'm going to tune into that.
Back at the Garden?
I watched all of the Colorado-Edmonton. I didn't watch any. I haven't watched any of the Lightning and Rangers, and that's not fair because that's a great series going on, 2-2. Meanwhile, Colorado, who's kind of banged up. You know, they lost Kadri. He might be out for the playoffs. They lost one of their best defensemen against the Blues. The Blues, by the way, still the only team to beat Colorado in these playoffs, which is crazy, but... you know, here's Colorado just resting up, and the one team that doesn't need to is Colorado. They're fast and just, you know, all about it. They're young in a lot of key spots, but we'll see. They're just kind of waiting in the wings for either the Rangers or the Lightning, and it'd be kind of cool to see the Rangers, something different, I guess. Though the storyline of the Lightning going for 3 straight would be pretty cool. I don't know when the last time. Is it literally Edmonton when they won 4 straight with Gretzky and those guys? Is that the last time a team has won at least 3 straight Stanley Cups?
I have to look it up.
It might be the case, and I know that I don't even know that, and I'm asking you. I'm putting you on the spot here. But we'll talk a little Cardinals because I just want to get something off my chest about this.
Have you seen the controversy around Justin Bieber and the New York Rangers?
No.
He has a concert that sold out on the night that Game 7 would be.
I didn't know he was still touring. I didn't know. Does he have new songs?
At the Garden. So he's reportedly very upset at the idea that his concert would be canceled or postponed if the Rangers Lightning made it to a Game 7.
Okay, so for a guy that used to run Ag Days in Villa Grove and booked a band and then it was supposed to rain, and the pressure and everything that went through me for a day and a half leading up to that it actually didn't rain that bad and we actually had the concert – I can only imagine being that guy, the promoter of that, going, okay, well, listen, we literally have 45,000 people coming to this concert. So, can you imagine? Two worlds collide there. All right, is it Edmonton?
Here's the problem. No, okay. There's a pivot. You brought up Justin Bieber, and he's Canadian, first and foremost. So he should understand and appreciate a hockey playoff.
You know what? He's mad because another Canadian team is going to go another year. Not another Canadian team, but they're going to go another year without a Canadian team winning the cup.
Hmm.
So,
but see, then I just see People Magazine reported 22 hours ago that Bieber postponed 3 shows due to a non-COVID-related illness.
Oh, well then.
So maybe he doesn't even need to be doing
this
shows.
This is on him. I literally don't know. Has he had a new song in the last 5 years? I don't know.
I think he's had some.
Has he? Okay.
I don't think any of them have been of such notoriety that everybody's singing them.
So I used to be a guy that would listen to basically all genres of music, but now the older I've gotten, I've kind of narrowed it a little bit, and like the top 40 stuff is not me anymore. Like I didn't mind ever listening to that, and I wasn't embarrassed by the idea that I knew when Justin Bieber had a song. You know, I'm like, oh, well, that's a pretty good song. But now I haven't heard top 40 in so long, so I honestly don't know about Bieber. All right, have we found anything out on hockey? I'm jumping
it
all over the board.
It was the New York Islanders.
Oh, wow.
They won four straight cups from 80 through 83.
Trache. All right, 80 to 83.
Edmonton won 84, 85, then Canadians won in 86, and Edmonton came back and won 87, 88.
Okay, Yari Curry and the crew. Okay, so they won.
Man, what a run for Canada. Edmonton, Edmonton, Montreal, Edmonton, Edmonton, Calgary, Edmonton.
Wow. All those United States teams are like, we're never going to win another one. And now the Canada hasn't won one since what, 90 or something?
93.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Guess the four lowest over-under win totals in the NFL.
Bears?
Nope.
What?
Seriously?
Really?
That's no, Seahawks.
I'm cheating because they're fifth when I say bottom four.
Jets.
Seahawks is one of them. The Jets is one of them. Two more that are the lowest two that you are missing.
Jaguars.
Oh, nope. No?
Really?
They're with the Bears. Bears and Jaguars are fifth at 6.5. That's their over-under win total. Now,
Giants?
Keep in mind, we're at 17 games here.
Oh, Texans.
Texans are definitely one of – they're the
Lovie
lowest.
Smith. Find Lovie Smith, and then you'll find the lowest win total.
They're the lowest at 4.5. So there's one
team –
oh,
that was his win total to Illinois. Maybe 3.5.
Good to play in the AFC South.
So there's one more team at 4.5, tied with the Texans for the worst. They just sent their quarterback to the Indianapolis Colts.
The Falcons.
The Falcons.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay.
So you got the Texans and the Falcons at 4.5, the Seahawks and the Jets at 5.5, and then the Jaguars and the Bears at 6.5.
Wow.
Then it goes Lions, Panthers, Giants, and that's sort of the bottom of the barrel.
When you fall behind, even in the projections to the Lions,
yep,
you know
you
things
said
are
it.
Bad.
You said it, and I was thinking it.
I mean, it's one thing for it to accidentally happen during a season, but when you know the rest of the world has you behind the Lions, injuries could occur, freak things could happen, and the Lions win seven games and you win six, and at the end of the year you're embarrassed, but you just kind of move on in life. But when you go into a season and all of the experts are literally saying, well, Detroit is better than you.
And this was illustrated because if you guys remember, it was either last year or the year before that we sat, well, not here,
yeah,
over there, right. and there was that Sports Illustrated guy that put the Lions like second or third and the Bears fourth, and all of us were like, what? So the fact that within, 24 months of that, now it's just like, yeah, everybody's picking the Lions to finish third.
Eberflus. How about at the top?
Okay, now guess the top two. There's only two teams that have a total of 11.5.
Rams.
No.
The Bills.
The Bills are one.
Oh, good call. Chiefs.
Nope.
The Bucks.
Derek's wearing the other one, the Bucks.
See, okay, why? How many did they win last year?
They probably won 12 games last year.
Did they win 12?
12-5,
11.5. Interestingly enough, because FanDuel also has this number, which I found interesting, number of games favored. It's not something you can bet on. It's just a piece of information.
Oh.
So they technically already have a projected line for every single game of the NFL
That's
season.
That's unreal.
Now, obviously, that will change based on injury or whatever. But right now, the Bucs will be favored in 16 of 18 games.
The Bucs were 13-4 last year.
They were 13. Okay, yeah. That's my fault.
So they're actually going to be favored in the most games this year of anybody.
Okay.
I think also that's because the NFC South crossover is the AFC – or the AFC South.
Oh, wow.
So the Bucs will get the Jags.
Okay.
I mean, the Titans will be good. But, they'll get those teams in the AFC South. So
I mean, the AFC South is horrible, right? I mean, it's horrible. And then you've got –
So those are the top two.
The NFC South is, New Orleans, who knows about them?
Panthers. Carolina and the Falcons.
Ugh.
Yeah, so there you go. Their division is super weak, and then the division they're playing is super weak.
That's great.
There's two.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals get the AFC West. Wonderful.
Those will be fun matchups.
Yeah, well, they will be. Hey, week one, Chiefs at Cardinals. Let's go!
There's three teams at 10.5.
Well, that'd have to be the Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
The Packers.
The Packers.
Hmm.
This one I'm not so hot on, but
I'm trying to think of is it somebody like the Niners?
No.
Is it the Rams?
That's a good guess.
No.
They don't have the Rams.
The Rams are at 10, not 10.5.
What?
Which I don't know what the point of that is because it could potentially open you up for a push if they
win.
Who
have they lost? OBJ and their center. That's it. They signed Cooper Kupp.
But
back.
Again, they play the AFC West.
No,
so
that's true.
Chargers, Chiefs.
They got Allen Robinson too.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. And see, I'm not factoring that part in.
The schedule's part of it.
I'm not factoring that in, and that's my fault.
The third team at 10.5 is the Broncos.
Wow.
So they're projecting the Broncos to get a half win more than the Rams, which seems crazy to me. But
I mean, everybody thinks Russell Wilson is still the best quarterback in the NFL. By that, right there. Just by that. And he's good.
I don't know if the stats bear that out, though.
I don't think it does either.
It's also hurt often now.
But the fact that he goes to Denver, I mean, the next day it was like, well, I think Denver's the Super Bowl contender. And I'm like, they are?
They got a young defense. I mean, Judy's good.
Yeah.
But
he's always in trouble, isn't he?
He just got in trouble recently.
Oh, he just got in trouble.
I don't know. I don't see that.
That's classic. That's like, well, Lon's always in trouble because he had that speeding ticket. Well, it's like, well, hold on a second.
And then at 10, you've got the Cowboys and the Rams. So okay. You could basically lump them into the 10.5 group, probably. I don't know why they said at 10 instead of 10.5 right now.
And there's another example. The Cowboys at 10 because of who they play in that division. When you get the I know Philadelphia is going to be good. I mean, they're probably right below that.
They're 9.5. Okay. So they're half a game below the Cowboys.
But you get the Giants twice. You get Washington twice. I mean, that's a huge advantage. That AFC West, wow.
So there's four teams at 9.5. One of them are the Eagles.
Where's the love for the Bengals?
They are another team at 9.5. So the Eagles and the Bengals at 9.5. Lon's team is another one of them. The Cardinals are at 9.5.
I don't agree with that at all. What, will the Bengals be the most forgotten? They were in the Super Bowl team. Like that. Well, who did they play? Well,
maybe not the most forgotten.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I thought it was cool to have the Bengals there.
Hopefully we see them back.
Yeah.
I thought they were fun.
Joe Burrow, man. That dude.
So the 9.5 over-under win totals are the Cardinals, the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Eagles.
Wow.
You want a forgettable Super Bowl winner or Super Bowl loser?
Yeah.
Who did the Baltimore Ravens with Trent Dilfer beat? That's a forgettable Super Bowl winning quarterback, by the way. Early 2000s, maybe even 2000.
See, I would argue
I have no idea.
I would argue he's the most rememberable, if that's a word, because like if you went into a bar right now and said, did you know Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl? Oh, hell, I know. How did that happen?
Right.
Like, everybody remembers that, but I get your point.
They're probably all Bears fans. If you ask them in the bar, because we're like, hey, we could win with a crappy quarterback.
Who did they play?
Trent Dilfer.
It was a blowout, right?
I think so.
It was like 40-10 or something. I have no idea.
I think it was Kerry Collins and the New York Giants.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. How about that matchup? Collins against Dilfer. Oh, boy.
And then at 9, you've got the Browns, which is a giant question mark with Deshaun Watson, how much he plays, all that thing.
That's getting
The Colts at 9, they've just traded for Matt Ryan as their quarterback.
I kind of like that.
The Niners and the Titans. Wow. So that's sort of your group there of, you know, the 9 to 11 win teams are the Bills, Bucks, Cowboys, Broncos, Packers, Chiefs, Rams, Cardinals, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Colts, Eagles.
I think you could go under on Rams, Cardinals, Niners. Go under on all three of them. You'll probably lose two of them, but you might make enough off the third win to make up for it. Is that a bad way to bet?
Yeah.
Instead of me trying to figure out which of the three.
You're planning to recoup a loss you haven't taken yet.
I would go under on the Cardinals. They don't have DeAndre Hopkins the first six games. Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
They're favored in eight games, and their win total is 9.5. Now, again, the favorite thing can change, but.
Is AJ Green back?
He's back. But they won't. Listen.
Christian Kirk went to the Jags,
he's
right?
He's out. So Rondale Moore, the Purdue kid, will be your slot. But then look at Trey Lance. Did he do anything to excite you last year? Now, you guys probably didn't watch him as much as I did.
I think he had one start where they ran him like 20 times and he got hurt.
That's
right?
All he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he passes on occasion, but you know who he reminds me of? Juice Williams. And I know Juice, as he went along, was a better quarterback in terms of throwing the ball, and I feel like Trey Lance will be. But it's the idea that there were times where he would all of a sudden he'd scramble, and that's the one thing that's a huge advantage when you can get away from a rush. But he would come out of the pocket. There'd be a guy wide open 15 yards downfield. He'd throw it 35, and you're like, "Whoa, young guy, slow down here. You're throwing it a little hard there." But I don't. In other words, here's what I'm saying. I know San Francisco's defense is elite, but I just do not see enough out of Trey Lance to know that I'm going to bank on him to get 9.5 wins or 9 or whatever it is. Especially when he's playing in that division and against the AFC West. That's and their crossovers would have to be second or third. Did they finish second in that? No, they finished third in that division. It was the Rams, Cardinals, Niners, and Seahawks.
I thought they beat the Rams to win it or something, didn't they? In the last in game 17,
no,
they went to overtime.
They were a wild card, and the Rams had a bye.
That's right,
because
they played the Packers.
Yeah, yeah. So
that was to get in the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's
that
right.
That they won that game
that's
in overtime.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to know the two biggest mismatches when it comes to implied number of games favored versus the win total?
Yes.
So two teams are technically, according to the stats, going to be favored in five more games than their win total suggests they would win.
Oh.
It's the Ravens,
wow,
who are supposedly favored in 14 games but have an over-under of 9.
Why is that?
Steelers are going to stink if Mitch Trubisky's their quarterback. If the Browns don't have Watson for half the season.
How mad would you be if Mitch was halfway decent?
Actually not, because I hate Nagy so much. Like, good for Mitch.
I'd be pretty upset.
Go live your life. And then the other one is the Vikings, who have an over-under of 7.5, but their implied favored games is 12.
What?
Jeez.
Now, maybe some of that is that the Lions and the Bears both stink, so there's four games right there. They finished in third place in the NFC North, or no, second place.
Who does the North play?
The AFC East, so they get the Dolphins and Jets at home.
Okay.
Now, they have to go to the Patriots and the Bills.
Yeesh.
But those are the two teams that Vegas is telling you are going to be favored in more games than the over-under suggests.
So what does that tell you as a guy that bets? What does that tell you? That you should go.
It seems like there's value on the over then, right?
Okay. Oh,
if Minnesota's going to be favored in 14 games.
I see what you're saying.
But their over-under win total is 8.
Mm.
All we need them to do is win two of those extra games that they're favored. But again,
that's fair.
If in week one Kirk Cousins tears his ACL, they're no longer going to be favored in, you know.
Right. No. No, I get what you're saying.
They also fit in that category that a lot of bettors like. If a team is in so many close games the year prior, but their record in those weren't very good, they say, the luck is going to come back to the other side. They're due to
good point. And they have a new coaching staff, right? They've got the
that's true.
The another Sean McVay clone.
Oh.
Of like a 30-year-old guy in aviators who's an offensive guru.
Well, why don't you try it? You know, why don't you give that a shot? All right, I'm going to hold my Cardinals rant for like 5:30.
Sorry, I took up way too
much
time.
No, that's good because I'm actually now in a good mood and I'm like, I'm not in a bad mood to where I can rip on the Cardinals. So.
I was kind of looking forward to it, though.
Well,
we're going to have to make you mad as we go along.
Maybe Whitman or Alexander will say something that really ticks me off. I doubt they will. Speaking of Jeff Alexander, Illinois basketball assistant, Derek Piper had a chance to visit with Coach Alexander two nights ago in Rockford. When we come back, we're going to play that. You're going to hear from Illinois' assistant. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Follow us on Twitter at The Drive 93.5. I'm at Lante, ESPN. See you.
I'm at D Piper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevyj.com, stevyjay.com. You can watch us live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
The pride of Lincoln, Illinois. Next.
You know Pards in Urbana carries the best men's and women's quality clothes, great leather products, and the absolute best boots you can buy.
I forgot how much fun it is to shop there and how many boots they have.
Listen to what some people say about their most recent visit to Pards.
The employees are always super nice, caring, and honest. They also try to ensure you have a good time there by checking on you and giving you advice about their items. I love Pards.
Pards, locally owned on Maple between Main and University in Urbana.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, Prairie Gardens plant expert. There are many things you can be doing in your garden in June. I think the very first one you should consider is to sit down and enjoy your garden. That's such an important thing to do. Sometimes we get way tied up into tweaking this and digging that and pruning and all the other things that we should be doing, but relax and enjoy the garden. Come to Prairie Gardens. We're here to answer all your garden questions and help you create your extraordinary garden today. Located at Springfield and Duncan in Champaign.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
I'm Kofi Coburn. When it comes to facing my opponents on the basketball court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care.
That's right, Kofi. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries that's easy to get when and where you need it, OSF On-Call Urgent Care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays, or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
And now, here's Marilyn Melvin for the brand new Merle Norman store in Champaign.
There's a new Merle Norman studio that's now open for beauty. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive. You'll find all of your beauty needs under one roof. Come in and sample the latest skin perfecting formulas. Treat yourself to a free skin assessment to determine your personal needs and get your skin glowing. You can also enjoy a free express makeover where you can come choose from a virtual playground of color for eyes, cheeks, lips, and nails. Our beauty experts will help select the shades that are just right for you and teach you how to apply them like a pro. Ask about our variety of other special beauty services. Whether it's a prom makeover or the perfect look for your wedding day, our pros will make sure that all eyes are on you. Looking beautiful is as easy as walking in our doors. Stop by the new Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio, 706 West Market View Drive, Champaign, Illinois.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Ah, that cake by the ocean. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise as well. Jeff Alexander has been with this Illinois basketball program for a while. Now he's a main assistant coach on Brad Underwood's squad. I know, Derek, you talked to Jeff quite a bit. How are things going? I mean, how do you feel like, obviously that was a huge honor, if you will. I don't know what the right word is, but for him to be promoted to one of the main assistants, I know that's something that he's worked very hard for that spot, and I'm sure it's something that he was ready to tackle 100%.
Definitely. I know it's going to sound cliche, but he's living a dream, you know, a guy that comes from a strong coaching background with his dad, Neil, at Lincoln, and so growing up in Illini country and always having an eye on the Illini program, and then, of course, coming with Brad Underwood in 2017 to be part of his staff. And this was a guy that was an assistant at Evansville prior to that, but then kind of took a he could have been an assistant at maybe a smaller school, but wanted to be a part of what Brad Underwood was going to do at Illinois. It worked out to then be a part of then the resurgence, and I think he was very happy and being not a recruiting assistant, but being someone that was involved in X's and O's, film breakdown, whatever it took. And then when you have the turnover on staff, right, there was a lot of trust in Jeff Alexander, knowing what Brad wanted, and very respectful of his basketball knowledge. So now the fact that he's recruiting, the fact that he's seen it full circle, it's cool to talk to him because he's one of the guys still on staff that was there in 2017. When you saw how much they had to overcome and what that's like. So he's pretty happy. I know that. And then to get an extension is something he was very pleased with. And he talked about that. But yeah, a guy that works with the big guys and a big task now without Kofi Coburn and life after Kofi. I know that's going to be a big thing on his shoulders to develop Dane Danger, Coleman Hawkins, and I know he's excited for that challenge.
Without a doubt, from the crib on, Jeff Alexander's been around basketball, right? And you know that his dad, Neil, as you mentioned, has led an unbelievable Lincoln program. Brian Cook played for that program. They have won at an elite level for so long. Fundamentals, they do things right. And Jeff Alexander obviously brings that pedicure, or not pedicure. That would be interesting. Trevor, that pedigree would be the word I'm looking for. Maybe he does get pedicure. Nothing wrong with a pedicure, by the way. Have you ever had one, Derek?
I have not.
Trevor?
Nope. I've
probably
never
need
had
one, but I've never had one.
You guys honestly have to do this. I did it maybe 3 years ago, first time I've ever done it. And I'm like, whoa, why haven't I not been doing these?
But next time I see Jeff in sandals, I'll make sure. I'll look down and see,
see if he's got cracks in those heels.
He's got that pedicure.
That's terrible. All right, here's Jeff Alexander. Shut up, Lon.
What's the just impression of some of the returners, Dane, Coleman, those guys?
You know, obviously, we're you know, next week we'll get our full team here. Coleman will be back this weekend. You know, excited to get them all together as a group. Still working to add a piece or two. You know, everybody's here at a time where it's, you know, voluntarily, and that's really, really exciting. The spirit in the gym, just, you know, guys getting together, getting to know each other. It's a great time of the year. And their ability to bond and get to know each other, and, you know, get Ty back when he's done in Mexico, and really, really get to work on, you know, how we're going to play, what we're going to do, and build the culture.
What does Matthew add to that group?
Just imagine. I can't imagine a coach not wanting a tool in their bag like him. Unbelievable skill set, versatile. I think he's got, you know, a mean streak in him that you need, a competitive streak. Obviously comes from a national championship program. We're going to lean on him a lot, as we will a lot of our guys, Terrence Sandler, Coleman Hawkins, RJ, Luke. But that guy's been in that final game in April, and that's what we're trying to get to, and he's got that experience.
Being in a position as a program where you can get a Matthew Meyer, a Terrence Shannon, I know the portal, the way it's developed is a big part of that, but also your appeal as a program and NIL and everything, what is that like to see play out?
It's you know, obviously where, you know, the where Brad has this program at right now, and I think it's an elite level. I've said this a couple months ago. I think now Brad's got this program at a year in and year out at that Final Four national championship. That's our aspirations every year going into it. And, you know, obviously Tim, Brad, you know, Chester, unbelievable job in the portal, just diving in and finding the right pieces. And I say this, and we're coming off of a Big Ten championship, two of them. We reflected a lot, we evaluated, and I'll say this, that's the one thing Brad Underwood, his ability to think and to process things and his ability to adjust, we've adjusted with how we have to play. And we're more versatile, we're bigger on the wing, we're more athletic, we're more skilled. Obviously, not having Kofi is going to be different, but that's just his vision, and, you know, our ability to be very, very versatile is going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. You may see a lineup there out there with 6'5 and above, 6'5 to 6'9, and you may have Dane Danger bringing the ball up. You know, and I'm not, I mean, you're going to see some very, very versatile lineups out there.
With Dane, what has stood out about him since you got him in December to where he's at now?
His work ethic, first and foremost. That dude works like a fiend. He has almost like an IO where he's regimented, it's scheduled. He's three times a day, you know where he's at, what he's doing. You see that in his body. Him and Fletch have spent countless days and hours together. His body's getting right. He's looking more athletic. And I say this a lot, like his skill set is that he may be our best handler. And you got to think what he doesn't do is he doesn't let you do that. So you're going to have to find ways to play. And that's what we're kind of working on now with him, eating up space, being able to get downhill, almost like you know, Giannis. You know, they play middle of the floor, they sit back. That's kind of the thinking we are with him. So not using him as a
– yeah.
But that's the
– What did you see when him and Kofi battled during practice?
Two really good players. Obviously, you know, Dane has, you know, obviously not as big as Kofi, but his length bothered him. Like, he's super, super long now, 7'4" wingspan. And, you know, his reach is higher than Kofi's. So he may not be as big, but he plays as big. And there was days that, you know, Dane had his way with Kofi. Obviously, Kofi had his moments, but, like, it was fun to be around, fun to see. Very, very competitive. I think you're going to like Dane's kind of his mental edge that he brings. So it'll be a joy.
To have bigs who can also bring it up the floor, how much does that change what you guys
Everything.
Do?
Everything. And if you think about this, you're going from Kofi in that box to now it being open and adding him on the perimeter. And it's going to allow us to be faster. It's going to open up for driving lanes to get to the rim. You're going to see a completely different offensive basketball team. Now, speed, that's going to get back to pre-COVID. You know, our pace of play, our possessions per game was down big time last year. Big time, 64, 65-ish. We were in the 72, 73 before that. Those amount of possessions is huge. We're going to get back quicker.
Coleman in that big man group, what have you seen from him in the spring? And just
I think Coleman's had a good spring. You know, I think he's adding strength. He got to go home now and get away from and kind of recharge. And I know he's working hard, being communicating with him out there. Just that added year, the birthday, the you know, just the maturity, the experience, the, you know, both practice and game. And you know, you just think that's going to allow him to, you know, free up and be more, even more effective. You know, he's kind of that modern day type of five. Obviously, he can play anywhere from the two through the five. So he's another fun guy to have.
Year two with this new staff, how have you guys kind of learned each other, bonded together to seem like you're, especially on the recruiting front, a pretty good stride? How's that developed?
I told him, he was asking about the adjustment, and it's just, it's no ego. That's how we were able to, you know, hit the ground running with a brand new staff. And, we play off each other. We're connected. We have great synergy. We're all after one thing, and that's that left-handed column, you know, the win column. And it's been easy. And I think it'll only go up from here. We're going to continue getting better sync, and as we continue going, and excited.
What that contract extension mean to you?
The world. You know, just again, it goes back to, you know, where we were, where we're at now, and we're not done yet. We still got a ways to go. Again, we want to play in April, and that's the goal. And we're gonna keep doing everything we can to get to that.
That was probably huge for Jeff Alexander, that extension. That is your Illini basketball coach, assistant basketball coach, the big man coach. And, of course, there's so many things coming out about Dane Danger. You know, we're ready to see Dane Danger and what he can bring to this. And we've said all along, You know, you never want to be the next guy that takes over for Casey Kasem. You know, do you guys even know who that is? Okay, you
do.
Okay, yep. That's cool. I didn't know. I thought you'd be like, what?
That reference will play.
Okay, good. All right. But, you know, you don't want to be that next guy, right? And so Dane Danger is the guy that's sitting there going, oh, okay, so I just need to be Kofi or just a little bit better than Kofi. It's like, no, you just play your game. But certainly Jeff is going to have a big hand in what Dane Danger is going to be able to do this year.
He definitely will. And I think that the key is for Dane not to try to be Kofi. I know
right.
that they haven't tried to put him in that box or say, all right, we're going to put you on the block and have you do post-ups because that's not really his game. They like the fact that he can handle the ball, that he can pass from the perimeter, that he can space the floor and shoot a little bit. I know that his jump shot and talking to people around the program needs to get better.
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to be someone that is going to attract that attention to where a big man like a Zach Edey or a Travion Williams,
right.
or he's not back, Trayce Jackson-Davis has to come out of the paint and contest a jump shot. But he is someone that can drive a big, a guy that can play in a dribble handoff. And there's just excitement when you have that spacing that's going to open up the lane for Terrence Shannon to be able to drive, for RJ Melendez to be able to drive. And, I think that the great thing for this staff, and I know that Brad really likes this in terms of transfers, is that he got to come in mid-year. He got to practice against Kofi every
day.
He got to work with Fletch. So he has that background as he goes into the summer, knowing what they want to do, knowing how he fits, and getting to work on his body, which is also a big deal for him as well.
Well, I think what's even better is the fact that I thought there was a time where you're really going to need Dane Danger to be halfway solid this year. I don't know that that's even the case now, because you've assembled a team that you kind of can play a different sort of style, if you will, in terms of Meyer and Coleman. And you can go, I don't want to say you're smaller. I mean, Coleman's 6'10", Meyer's what, 6'9"? It's not like you're small by any means, but I feel like, you know, Dane maybe doesn't have to be such an impactful guy now because you're playing a different style. And honestly, I think it's a style that Dane likes. From the sounds of what we hear is that he can get up and down the court and even take it down the court if he needs to with the drive. So I think that helps Dane in the idea that, okay, we realize you're only a freshman, basically. You don't have to go out and you know, lead the Big Ten in rebounds. In other words, I think that's going to help with him getting adjusted to college basketball.
Definitely. You're not going to put the minutes that you had on Kofi where he's playing 30 minutes a game and
right.
saying, here, we need you to play 30 as well. And Coleman being able to play the five is certainly added bonus, and he's going to be in the mix there quite a bit. I think we've talked about it, Matthew Meyer being added to that wing spot, that anywhere from 3 to 4,
yes,
that then puts Coleman probably in a situation to get a decent amount of minutes at the five, and I know they still want to add another piece of someone that can play minutes at center as well. But I know that when you talk about Meyer, you talk about Hawkins, the one thing Dane has is a little bit more size, a little
mm-hmm.
bit more,
good call.
That being just more weight to him,
yeah.
and ability to bang in the paint against some of the big men that you're going to face in the Big Ten. So that's something that he can bring to the table. But there's no doubt that being able to add some of these other pieces and just have the depth across the board takes a little bit of the pressure off of him being some type of huge standout player right away. He can maybe settle in a little bit more.
Great point. Josh Whitman, he's a huge standout guy at Illinois. He's done a wonderful job. You had also the chance to visit with Josh Whitman. You're going to hear from him when we start next hour. You'll hear from the athletic director. Coming up, we're all going to be kids, because coming up soon, and that's June 10th and 11th, which is tomorrow, and of course Saturday, is the Horizon Hobby RC Fest. This is basically radio-controlled cars, trucks, airplanes, helicopters. I mean, and I'm not just talking the one you just bought at Dollar General, right? I mean, these are big time, a lot of money into these things, and Steve Petrato is going to join us to talk a little bit about the RC Fest and where that's at, what's going on there, and how you can go out and just literally relive your youth, because we all think about it. How cool would it be to have one of those? When I was in Arizona for Lucas's graduation, I woke up one morning in the hotel because it was 7:15 a.m. and I kept hearing this, and I'm like, what is that? And it was a guy that had one of these cars, like remote control cars. That thing literally, I swear to you, was going 50 to 60, 70 miles an hour. I mean, you couldn't keep up with it. And with your eyes, I'm like, what? So I was like, okay, I kind of want to go out and join that dude. So we'll talk to Steve when we return. It is The Drive.
If you're involved with IT and are looking for a change, look no further. Join the team at AreaWide. They've been in business for 23 years, and they make their employees their top priority. And they offer a benefit package second to none. 100% health insurance for employees from Health Alliance. 100% vision. 100% dental. A 401k plan. Company vehicles. Monthly gas cards. Paid vacation and sick leave. $100,000 life insurance for employees. A $500 vacation bonus. You can buy computer components and software at cost for personal use. You get your birthday off. You get birthday treats and an anniversary gift. Say what? A benefit package second to none from AreaWide. Are you kidding me? Apply today at info@areawidetech.com. That's info@areawidetech.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
For nearly three decades, thousands of customers in Central Illinois have trusted their commercial and residential needs to the top-rated team at Matex.
I am the head plumber. The best reason to call Matex, in my opinion, is that you're going to get somebody that cares about your house and cares about your problem. Anytime you call a plumber, it's never good news. So I'm going to be friendly and kind and lighten the situation and let them know that no matter what problem they have, it'll get taken care of.
Visit us online at mattexservice.com to learn more or book your service today. Matex, feel the difference.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. It's the RC Fest tomorrow and Saturday in Monticello at Eli Field. And joining us now from Horizon Hobby is Steve Petrano. Steve, what's up, buddy? Steve, are you there, my man? Oh, sorry, I didn't have you on. Okay, sorry. Steve, what's up?
Can you hear me okay?
That was my fault. The little red button wasn't pushed that I learned how to do when I was like a junior in high school. So that's terrible. All right, Steve, so we got RC Fest coming up, and it's, I mean, radio control, cars, trucks, airplanes, helicopters, just everything going on. Give us an idea of what people will see if they come over to Eli Field in Monticello.
Yeah, it's a family-friendly event, as you said. There are going to be things from anything in the airplane category, from World War One to 200-mile-an-hour jets. We'll have anything that flies, drives, or floats there. We even did build a boat pond, but we'll have lots of car things. We'll have a professional RC car race. We'll have lots of different RC car events. We'll have a big, big crawler track that seems to grow every year. Figure-eight racing. Sled pulling, mud bogging,
nice.
Bashing, all kind of things for the car side. And on the air side, we'll have lots of airplanes flying all day. You're going to see planes in the value range of upwards of $25,000 flying in the air. It's stuff you've never seen before. It's an absolutely incredible event. And if you've never really done RC and you want to try it, we also have Try Me stations. So it's not just out and look event. It's a Try Me event. And if you have your own RC car and you want to come out, please bring it out and play with us out there at RC Fest. So it's a celebration of radio control right there in Monticello.
You know, Steve, when you're a parent, and I'm lucky enough to be, you always want to kind of entertain your kids and make sure they're having fun. Forget them. I think this is all about the adults, man. I mean, this is going to be – I think it's going to be more fun for the adults than it is the kids the next 2 days.
Well, we tried to make it fun for all ages. We certainly have the food trucks and the bounce houses and the cotton candy and the popcorn to keep the kids happy. But it's all toys for all ages, and it's super fun. It is all day Friday starting from 10 a.m. and then all day Saturday starting from 9 a.m. at Eli Field. You can learn more at HorizonHobbyRCFest.com.
How about the Ring of Fire? What exactly is that?
Yeah, the Ring of Fire is something we actually brought from an event we do in Germany called Air Meet.
Wow.
And it is actually a trampoline that we've turned on its side. So think of a full-size trampoline. We've piped propane copper tubes way around it. It lights on fire. It runs on 4 or 5 propane tanks. And we even have a flame blaster on the bottom now that I just tested last night. And we hit 25 foot of fire with the flame blaster. So we're looking forward to that for sure. And we fly through it. So it'll be the evening activities on Saturday night will be Ring of Fire, a night air show with LED lit aircraft. And then we're going to have a professional fireworks display to close out the event on Saturday evening.
What an amazing weekend in Monticello. Eli Field, can you explain to everyone kind of a little bit of how you would get to Eli Field there in Monticello?
Yeah, if you're heading out of Champaign on 72, you'll get off kind of at that Rick Ridings exit. Yep. If you're familiar with the Train Museum, if you've ever been out to the Train Museum, yep. I think a lot of folks with kids have been out there, but we are actually right behind that Train Museum. You'll see a ton of signs for RC Fest as you get off the highway on both directions on 72 there in Monticello, and it'll direct you right inside. You'll get kind of go to that, towards that gas station, and we're right there behind the train station.
I love it, and weather is not going to affect this. We're moving on either way, right?
Yeah, rain or shine, weather is only more fun for the car side of the business. And then we'll have a little bit of a delay if we can't fly in the rain. But
sure.
We'll be out there, rain or shine. We're not going to stop this event. And it's 5 years into it, and we're having a blast every single year we do it.
It's incredible. The RC Fest, Horizon Hobby RC Fest. Steve Petrato, have a great time this weekend, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. That is awesome. That is going to be so cool. All right, he had me at the Ring of Fire. Wow. Are you kidding me? Now we've got every dad in Central Illinois that has a trampoline in their backyard and their kids just went off to college. And they're like, what are we going to do with that? Well, hold on. Don't get rid of it yet. We got an idea. I work in the insurance business, as you know, Derek, and I'm sitting there thinking the whole time he's talking about that, like, what underwriter said, yeah, we'll write that. That's perfect. Let's just have that thing, you know, firing out 25 feet. That's going to be cool. That's tomorrow and, of course, Saturday. And it is Eli Field in Monticello. And, again, all-day event. The weather is not going to affect it. All right, when we come back, Derek had a chance to catch up with Josh Whitman. We'll hear from him next. It is The Drive.